Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Don't you hate it when a realtor just lays out their credibility and their credentials to fight an argument? And this particular realtor in one of my deals a couple years back was adamant about how his client's offer was great. And we were saying, no, that client's offer is not great for our listing. Well, we listed it at this price, we think it's reasonable. But this realtor was like, No, my client's offer is a great offer, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you gotta manage your client's expectations because my seller wants to sell it at this price. And he was like, adamant, ballistic. He was like, don't tell me about managing my client's expectations. And he started going on and on about his credentials. Oh, I used to work for Morgan Stanley and I managed like hundreds of millions of dollars. And I was just like, like, one of the things I heard a lot when I first started in the industry, people would call me, I would talk to a realtor, and the realtor would be like, how many years have you been in the business for? And I'd be like, 2 or 3 or whatever. And they would use that, I've been in the business for like 30 years. How about you? I've been in the business for 20 years. How about you? I've been in this industry for 15 years. And they'd use that experience or the years or seniority to validate, justify their point. And it's like ridiculous. It's like me saying to another realtor, oh yeah, I have 470 videos on YouTube, I wrote the book on Vancouver real estate, and I have this award and that award. It's like so childish. I never say that. I never like say to another realtor, whether they're new or experienced, or I never say, how many years in the business have you been in? Because experience or the duration of their tenure in real estate doesn't determine whether they're good or not. So I think a lot of people, they talk the talk, but experience doesn't really matter. It's all about whether you can produce results. However, having said that, there are realtors out there who have the experience, they produce the results, but they suck at customer service. They make mistakes, they get arrogant, they get cocky, and they say stupid things, and they think, oh yeah, well, look at my credentials. I've sold like 200 homes or 300 homes. And they think just because they've sold a bunch of homes that they're all of a sudden the best agent for you, for everybody. You know, I know a lot of doctors, and some doctors who are technically really good at what they do, they suck at customer service, they suck at patient care. And I rather have someone who's not like a professor of medicine, but like a doctor, but they really care about their patient. Like, have you ever met those doctors who are like super cocky and I can do wonders for the scalpel, but they just suck at patient care. That doesn't impress me. Well, yeah, what impresses me, what impresses me is somebody who's good at what they do. And usually, if you're good at what you do, usually it translates to awards and stuff. Not always, but most of the time it translates to awards, and they provide good client care, and they're not like super cocky. So yeah, anyways, that deal there, he was like going on and on about how he worked for Morgan Stanley and managed like hundreds of millions of dollars, and I was like, okay. I didn't tell him to shut up or anything. I just said, okay, I see. You know, like, there's no point arguing and fighting with him. And I don't want to slander his experience or anything. Just like, okay, I see. Because at the end of the day, you want to get the deal done. It's not about trying to beat the other realtor and win the argument. It's about how do you cooperate with the realtor? How do you make it a win-win situation? So if they feel better sharing their credibility and their credentials, good for them. I just want to close the deal. I want to do what's best for my seller, which is close the deal at the right price.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.